Police and social workers do approach non-criminal homeless.
So there are some times where we'll contact them to provide them access to treatment, access to employment, or access to housing.
Which Deputy Chief Josh Sharman says most homeless deny. The ACLU reports more than 5,000 arrests in 14 months with Operation Rio Grande, with just over 200 people getting treatment or drug court.
We want to make sure that we concentrate on criminal behavior and engaging those people and being a resource and a first step to whatever deficiencies they may have in their life.
The ACLU says crimes among homeless moved when the homeless moved out of Rio Grande. Sharman says police are tracking them too. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.